John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. It's a great pleasure to welcome my colleague of many years, decades, Aaron Klein, once upon a time a journalist and an historian traveling back and forth between the United States and Israel. My guide to many of the contretemps Israel suffered the last 20 years. However, now, chief strategist, senior advisor to the Prime Minister, Bibi Netanyahu. The Prime Minister is in the news always, but after the fourth election, we have this headline in these last days. With reluctance, Washington Post writes, Israel's president tasked Netanyahu with forming a new government. Lead graph, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's longest-serving leader and a defendant in a corruption trial, was tasked by the country's president with forming a new coalition government. Aaron, a very good evening, good morning to you, and thank you very much for joining. The story so far, this is the fourth election in the last 25 minutes. Can you help my audience understand why Israel has so many elections before we explain what Mr. Netanyahu is now engaged in forming a new government? First of all, why four elections in 20 minutes? Good evening to you, Aaron.
Sure. Yeah. And by the way, the Washington Post headline with reluctance, I'm not sure what they're referring to when it comes to the president of Israel, but the people of Israel certainly didn't have reluctance in the last election. They voted for, Likud, by far, 30 seats to Netanyahu's Likud party. The next closest party, the Likud begins with a 3 and then you have a 0. The next closest party starts with a 1, 18 for Yair Lapid's party. The larger strategic situation in Israel over the last few years and why we've had repeated elections is largely because of an individual named Avigdor Lieberman, who used to be part of the right wing bloc and then moved from the right wing to the left wing bloc. And so ever since he did that, it's been very, very difficult for the Netanyahu bloc, the right wing bloc, to secure 61 seats in the Knesset. And in fact, actually, to my understanding, and I may be forgetting one, I don't think so. I don't think it's ever been done where you had a right wing party that was able to form a full right-wing government with 61 seats in the Knesset. So that's actually what started this series of elections. I saw so many misleading headlines after this election that, like, Netanyahu didn't clinch the election. Another loss, quote unquote, for Netanyahu. It was no loss. Likud got 30 seats. Again, the second largest party after that is Lapid. The issue is afterwards you have to form a stable government. In the previous election also, by the way, Likud got more votes, individual votes, for Likud under Netanyahu than any party in Israeli history. It was a resounding success. And yet even there, because Avigdor Lieberman refused to join the right-wing bloc, they had to have this emergency unity government that was purportedly to deal with corona, although unfortunately some parties there took it and turned it into populist politics. So here we are, another election. Right now, though, the difference is if you look at the breakdown of the Knesset, you have Likud with 30 seats. And if you look at the overall the shifts in the Knesset, you'll see that largely the Israeli public wants a right-wing government. You look at the left-wing parties, like the Labor Party, which was historically the largest, sometimes second largest party in Israel. They're a shadow of themselves, single digits. The Meretz Party is barely surviving right now. And that's what you have of the left. You have Benny Gantz, who was the main leader of the left in the last election, who in some polls before this election wasn't even crossing the threshold. And now he did, but just by a little bit. And then you have Yair Lapid, who has sort of built-in audience of voter base that come to him. And then Avigdor Lieberman, who also has a built-in voter base that come to him. But if you look at the larger scheme, Israeli public wants a right-wing government. Most parties are right-wing. And so now the question becomes, Will the other leaders of the right-wing parties do the will of the public, what the public wants, and that is form a stable government, especially now as Israel transitions out of corona, and it's necessary, and form a stable right-wing government. If this doesn't, I hope this happens, and I hope that individual politicians can put politics aside and do what is best for the Israeli public, and that is form a stable government right now, immediately. It's what is necessary.
Aaron, let me assemble what I know to be achievements of Mr. Netanyahu and his government these last years and puzzle why this isn't rewarded with unanimity. Okay, chief among them, we moved the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. No difficulty. Everybody agrees that it was a great idea long past due. That leads to, in some fashion, the lengthy conversations that we now call the Abraham Accords, peace of the people, with several Arab states that, in my time going to Israel with you, were on the side of enmity and contretemps and outright violence. In addition to that, we have an economy that was roaring right up to February of 2020, and then the Israeli public and the Israeli government got together and were able to successfully weather the COVID-19 storm before the vaccine, taking care of the people who were ill. Lots of people were ill, keeping the country alive during the shutdown of all economies for those months of March, summer, and fall. And then once the vaccine was available, vaccinating such a large part of the population, I don't have numbers. All of that was achieved while we're running these elections. So, Aaron, please explain to us here, if some president achieved all of that, plus maintaining peace with the enemy and converting the enemy to frenemies or friends, that president would be in the history books. What is the puzzle that Israel has that I don't understand? What is the puzzle?
Yeah, when you look at, by the way, any of those individual accomplishments, and we're only talking about the last few months, that would have been enough. I mean, on Pesach, on Passover and the Haggadah, there's one section in Hebrew, it's called Dayenu, which means it would have sufficed. And then they go, if this, it would have sufficed, if only this. So it really comes down to the same thing here. If only Netanyahu had secured, you know, four historic peace deals in a matter of 6 weeks, that should have sufficed. If only throughout the entire corona pandemic, which he did, he was able to keep Israel among the strongest economies of the developed nations, which he did, with the GDP loss among the lowest, with the Israeli shekel at highs. He did, should have sufficed. If only, you know, he brought a vaccine program that is a model to the world. Israel is right now the first country in the world to emerge from the corona pandemic thanks to the vaccine program. Netanyahu played a major role in securing the vaccine program with Pfizer and its CEO, Albert Bulla. In fact, actually, Albert Bulla gave an interview, again, CEO of Pfizer, a few weeks ago, where he talked about how Netanyahu would, and I can testify to this, Netanyahu would call him at like 3 a.m. Israel time to find out about a mutation or to ask about the specifics of side effects on women who are pregnant. I mean, the Prime Minister Netanyahu was personally heavily involved. He was the architect of, but also the manager of what became Israel's historic vaccine program. So, you know, here we are, and I think what you have is two things. First, in the last election, it did suffice. Again, Israel, Likud got more votes than any time for any party in Israeli history, and yet still then, you have to get 61 seats in the Knesset, and Avigdor Lieberman refused to sit with the Prime Minister for personal reasons. So now you have a larger situation, which is it was the fourth election. So some voters of all parties, by the way, didn't come out to vote for many of the parties. They had low turnout. And the second is that when I think that in America, we saw this, and in other countries, we saw when you're running as a politician, in this case, a leader, of course, in the middle of a corona pandemic, even toward the end, your opposition isn't a politician. It is corona. It's the corona crisis itself. And in Israel, where you had a situation where like, you know, where you also had a similar situation in most countries around the world where, you know, the economy takes a toll. You have to have, in Israel, they had three lockdowns. Necessary, entirely necessary, and small businesses took a hit. Again, on the macro level, the Israeli economy is actually in great, great shape, excellent shape, compared to other developed nations under Corona. But on the micro level, you had a lot of small businesses, including from Likud voters, that were hit hard. Although still they got assistance from the Israeli government, and now Netanyahu would like to bring more assistance. But, you know, that does have a trickle down effect where people just don't get out to vote. On the other hand, again, Likud got 30 seats. The next largest party got 18. And actually, really, Likud got 33 mandates, but three, maybe four of those, went to another party of Bezalel Smotrich, which was a right-wing party that we were afraid might not cross the threshold. So actually Netanyahu, in the middle of the election, called for voters to vote for that party. So we sent about maybe three mandates, maybe four, to Smotrich. So it was a good election, but what you have a situation now where you have these other right-wing leaders who are going to have to make a decision. Are they going to do what is in the best interests of the country and form a stable government right now? Or are they going to do something different? And I hope that they don't, and play politics and see where that leads them. Because right now Israel is emerging from the pandemic, but it's not out of it yet. And there's still more needs to be done now, not tomorrow, not next week, not next month, immediately to secure Israel's economy. More needs to be done immediately to make sure that there are millions more vaccines for Israel, because nobody knows, it could be 6 months, a year and a half. The vaccine will need to be updated. And if Israel doesn't have enough vaccines then, we're talking about more lockdowns, more deaths. I hope that doesn't happen. And then also the prime minister is, negotiating for Israel to become, world headquarters of vaccine development, which means that Israelis first would be first in line then for vaccines into the future, again, ensuring no more lockdowns. And then also Israel could be a global distribution center, which would position Israel and the economy in an excellent place. And all of that needs to be done in the very, very near future. So this is not the time to wait even a day. This is the time to form a stable government immediately.
I'm speaking with Aaron Klein, a senior strategist. He ran the campaigns. These campaigns we're talking about that have resolved at this point very little, because right now Mr. Netanyahu is seeking to form a government pending a fifth election. When we come back, what about this trial that's ongoing at the same time Mr. Netanyahu is seeking to form a government? What's behind the trial? What should we understand about a trial of a prime minister with these successes? I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.